what we're talking about today, stewardship, money, generosity, all that stuff. So we'll see how we do. So this is our value, stewardship, manage his resources, outrageous generosity. All right. So I wanted to start with this. So growing up, I just had a few particular toys that I just remember, and this was it. So I don't know if you guys have the privilege of having Lincoln Logs and a truck, but I don't know why. And Lincoln Logs are real versatile. They can be bombs, they can be guns, they can be cowboys and Indians and soldiers, and then you can build stuff with them. And I don't know why, like, I just always liked trucks. And you know, now, shoot, I was seeing, Malachi, he used to carry around, like, a monster truck all the time. And, you know, but what I really liked was just a pickup truck. Like, I don't know why, I just did. Like, growing up, I was like, man, a pickup truck, there's just something about a pickup truck. And, you know, as I was growing up, like, I didn't know something. I didn't know we didn't have any money. we had food. We always had a place to sleep. It was always stable, you know, but... You know, I didn't know that my dad being a pastor also means you're not a wealthy guy. And being an entrepreneur and, like, just what he was doing at the time, like, economically, it was really tough. And, but, you know, you kind of just learn not to ask for stuff, you know? Because even as a kid, you know, kids can recognize that it's like, oh, shoot, this food's really important, and you don't waste it. And... I just kind of had that mentality growing up, but, like, that desire for a truck, it never went away. Like, I always just wanted a truck, and, it didn't bother me or anything. It was just like, okay, well, I wanted a truck. So we're going to talk about Lincoln Logs and trucks a little bit today. I wanted to read this verse, and, I guess I've never read this verse in the New Living Translation before, and getting prepared for today, I was just kind of going through it, and I was like, oh my goodness, these words are so interesting, translated a little bit differently. But generous people plan to do what is generous, and they stand firm in their generosity. I was like... Isn't that wild that you have to plan on being generous? Hey, Alex, you up there? Could you bump my level down, like, just a smidge? I feel like I'm on the edge of feedback, and I might get excited. I gotta, like, say stuff. Okay. So, like, how does this work? Oh, it's beautiful. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Give God's gifts. That's how I think about it, right? So me and Jen, like all good young married couples, we were broke. And, like, I don't know. She reminds me of how much I made an hour when we got married, and dang. And I actually didn't believe her, and then she pulled out, like, my W-2. I'm like, oh, we weren't just broke. We were, like, now I know that that was poverty, and I also didn't know, like, healthcare and everything else could have been free. I didn't know how to be a good poor person. Like, I didn't take advantage of any free service. I mean, I didn't. So, like, for us, the only thing we really owned... And it was kind of like between both of us, and we didn't even buy them. It was just because that's about the only thing our parents really could afford to do for us was vehicles, right? Like, they helped us get vehicles starting out. And If you ever walked for a long time, you really appreciate a vehicle no matter what it is, okay? So I was grateful for four tires. And I don't know why this is exactly. I think it's a generational thing, especially when you're talking about money, is I really didn't have a clue how much money my dad made necessarily. Like, I didn't know, like, I knew my dad gave everything away, and I knew he gave away his time and his money and everything he owned at the drop of a hat all the time. So I watched my dad be super generous, but I didn't, like, the details, right? Like, how much money was he giving away? Like, what percentage? Or was that before or after taxes? And, you know, like, is that, what do you do when somebody gives you a birthday money? And does that percentage go to God? Or you give it all? Or do you save it? Or, you know, like, all that stuff. My dad taught me a lot, but when it came to, like, the real practical side of money, like, in the Alford family, couple, we don't hug much, and we don't talk about money very much, right? So I didn't know that stuff, and then, so me and Jen enter in this marriage, and really the only thing, and to say of value, our cars is a stretch, right? They're worth a couple thousand dollars combined, and, as we started the journey, man, I've made so many financial mistakes, right? We have got in the credit card debt game. We had not tithe, like not given at all at any percentage. We didn't, like, the whole first fruits concept, right? Practically, we didn't know, you know, because when you're struggling, it's like, well, do you give away that $10 or do we buy as many cans of beans as we can, right? Like, you know, that's the kind of stuff you're going through. And slowly, God just started teaching me about this generosity thing. And the first lesson he ever taught me, and honestly, this is a little embarrassing even to share. I don't think I've even shared this with anyone, really, outside maybe our immediate family. Because it doesn't make financial sense, we just really felt like I learned how to make more money, how to be a good employee, how I got promoted, like, as I started figuring out this work thing and honoring and results and adjusting and reading and, you know, as I started that journey, like, it got to the point where, you know, and we always had paid for vehicles because the first two were given to us. And as we brought on a new vehicle, I just felt like God real simply said, give it away. Give away a vehicle. And it really was that simple. Like, it wasn't, you know, a picture. It wasn't this crazy thing. It was, I just kind of felt it inside. I was like, I'm supposed to give this away. And every time I gave one away, I felt like I knew who I should give it to. Like, it would just present itself. It's like, oh, yeah, that family, they need a car right now really bad, and I can give them one. And, you know, it didn't set us back financially, but, you know, we could have sold it and traded and, you know, did all the things. But to us, it was that simple. And what it ended up happening was, over the last, we've almost been married 20 years, huh? Shoot. Like, over the last 20 years, me and Jen, we've been able to give away, we're either in our fifth or sixth now, I'd actually have to go back and, like, think through, vehicles that we've been able to give away. And something, like, it's nice for, like, the moment. You know, like, when you give a vehicle away, like, to a family or, you know, the different circumstances, like, you get smiles and thank yous and, you know, but that lasts, like, you know, the day maybe, right? Like, and then time goes on and they wreck them and lose them and sell them and whatever, right? Like, it just happens. But I can tell you how that affected me in my heart was God started teaching me, like, this principle, this idea of being generous takes planning. Like, it really does. And I learned that there's a difference between giving and generosity. Both are good. So giving, like over here, giving is, I've got 20 bucks in my wallet, I'm standing in line at the grocery store, and I kind of have a feeling and a sense, and I'm like, oh shoot, I'm gonna help that lady behind me out a little bit. Or behind the line at a fast food place, or a guy on the street, right? Like I'm just, that $20 is going. Or even in the church capacity, right? Offering plates coming through, I'm like, yeah, I could live without that 20. It goes in. That's worth some Jesus points. Like, you know, like giving's not bad. Giving is a heart thing. It's awesome. But to be generous, you really have to plan. So giving's where I started, right? When I thought we could, when I thought we could afford, when she thought we could afford, like that's where we started. We were real inconsistent. We were really struggling. But we gave when we could or when we thought we could, right? And, you know, we started over here. And then over time, what we learned was generosity, like over here, takes real intentionality. That whole first fruits thing, I actually kind of nerded out getting ready for this because, you know, the Bible's just full of wisdom about money. I just had fun reading through the verses and being reminded about, and it's such a parallel, right, to so many things in God's kingdom. But generosity, giving that first fruits away, right, and I remember going through those struggles, right, like 10%, are you serious? Like, how in the world are we going to do that? Before or after taxes, what if you're getting towards retirement? What about investments, birthday money? Like, I struggled through all that stuff. But eventually, what I figured out was every time I leaned into generosity, that I had more freedom, I had more joy, I had more peace, I had, our family was just happier. You know, I wasn't pursuing stuff, right? You can spend a lifetime getting stuff, right? But every time we leaned into generosity and we did that intentionally, man, it just exploded inside of my life. And the more that we set up our lives to be generous, we're talking about money, but I'm also talking about your time, your talents, your wisdom. Every time you use those intentional for God, I think that's in the generosity category. I mean, it's all that stuff, right? So Lincoln Logs and Trucks, in giving away these vehicles, like, I really don't think they correlate directly, right? I don't think giving away vehicles equaled now I drive a nice truck. Like, I don't think that's what it was at all. I think it was us giving away vehicles taught me generosity. And then because I'm God's kid and he loves me, he likes to see me smile and gave me the truck. You know? So it wasn't I gave, I got. It was I learned and he blessed me. Is, I think, how it works out. So this idea took really me and Jen like this 20-year journey. And, you know, sometimes we like have friends over or whatever, and there's like, oh, yeah, nice truck, all this. But I was like, when I have time, I'm like, oh, yeah, can I really tell you about the truck? Because it's really about Jesus. Yeah. It's not about the truck, yeah. You know? So here's something that I just want you guys to consider and think about. To me, this is how I really view our stuff. Let me start with a hammer and a rock. If you've ever been in the woods, and this is usually, right, we're trying to do something or fix something, and you need to drive a nail in something, and all you have is a rock, the next time you drive a nail with a hammer, you really appreciate that hammer. You know, like when you have a tool and it's like one of those 10X tools, right? That tool makes you 10 times more efficient or better or easier. Boy, do you appreciate it. I appreciate a hammer when I'm driving a nail. That hammer is one of those gifts from God that if you have a friend building a building and he doesn't own a hammer, you go lend him your hammer, or you give him your hammer, or you go buy him a hammer, and that'll bless your socks off, right? Like if you're building a building, if you're trying to get a bunch of 2x4s going the same direction. That truck for me, I view it as a tool. Honestly, I mean, I don't think a week hardly goes by that I'm not hauling something for somebody in some way, somehow, church-related, trash, moving, and plus I use it for work, and I like driving it. But to me, like the truck, that's really how I view it. It is a tool that I'm using for generosity. I'm using it however I can to pick up the on-sale stuff at Home Depot and deliver it to so-and-so's house. Or, you know, like, and it's simple, it's easy, but I carry straps and ropes and all kinds of stuff way more than I'll ever need for my normal day-to-day. But at a drop of the hat, you need to move, we're moving. And I can't tell you throughout the years of the church how many times that we've helped people move and do stuff and furniture blankets. And right, to me, a truck is like one of those 10X tools. This really stretched me because I didn't even know this was possible. I didn't know a house could be a 10X tool. Like, you know, me and Jen, even owning a house was kind of a miracle, right? Who in the world thought me and her were ready to hand us a mortgage? They were nuts. It was like the 2008 crash where they gave you a loan for anything. And I know that was a miracle because we had no business. They shouldn't have gave us $1,000, honestly. Like, they shouldn't have. And we built our first house, and of course, I was completely naive and didn't know, and our good friends, the Beatty, they helped us tremendously, and golly, man, they just blessed the socks off of us. But, you know, I didn't know that, like, whatever the price is, it's not really the price, and everything costs more, and, you know, like, all the stuff that you learn, right, and the whole thing. So we were completely, I mean, you know, it was like week to week. Hey, let's not eat till Friday. Well, that's an issue if it's Tuesday, right? But somehow we made the mortgage payment and we survived, and it stretched us. And, you know, financially, if I was giving myself advice, we should have never done that. But I believe I heard God to do it, which doesn't mathematically make sense. But what ended up happening in that little house is honestly, it was more house than we needed, but we were able to bless, I don't even know now, 3 families or 4 families, and it was like a split level, and we had like this basement section, and like they were paying rent, but not really. Like, I'm pretty sure we lost money every month on the deal. Like, rent was, you know, like $350, $400, you know, like it. Basically, it's like maybe that helps offset electricity usage from them. And, you know, like, it wasn't a money-making deal for us. For us, during that time, we just really felt like God wanted us to provide a really safe, stable place for somebody to live. And that's what we did, is whoever was there during that time, they just joined us. They were part of our family. If we made cookies, they got cookies. If we were having whatever, they were having whatever. If we were washing a car, we washed their car too, right? Like, basically, they just became part of our family for that season. And through that time, I learned something, and I learned that, like, a house could be one of those 10X tools if you look at it the right way, right? if you're on the generosity side of the fence. And so, which I was good in that house. And then we heard, mostly Jen got this desire and hearing, and then, my goodness, we end up in a house that's so much over the top. It's incredible. We have 3 dining room tables. Who needs 3? But the house is so much bigger than my family needs. But I can tell you, we have been able to, weddings, baby showers, having teenagers over, church events, book launches, small groups, counseling center, we have been able to use that tool to bless a whole bunch of people. And week in and week out, like, it happens a lot. And I hope this is okay to share. It's a little weird sharing this kind of stuff because it kind of feels braggy almost. But like, growing up, and what I've learned, and hopefully by the end here, it's important to say this stuff out loud, because I want my kids and other kids and other adults to know what this looks like. And I don't know any other way to do it except say this stuff. So somehow God has got that in my spirit on the generosity with tools. And I want to talk about Peter Baker real quick. Peter has got this tractor. Okay, rock, hammer. Let me tell you the next one. Rake, tractor. Like, and I married a gal that loves rocks. And I have been moving rocks.
20 years.
Yeah, a long time. I have moved literally tons of rocks. Buckets, rakes, pick. So when Peter helped us move these rocks in this flower bed, it was like somebody just took the rock out of my hand and handed me the hammer. I'm like, oh my goodness. Right? It didn't just bless the church. Like, the church, what happened to the church, all the work, like, that's huge for our organization here. Like, it's massive. But just for me working next to a tractor that day, oh, man. And I was like, this is the coolest thing. Like, when Peter said he could stay and do all the tractor work as much as we had, I'm like, I'd have been here the whole weekend. Like, you just appreciate something like that, right? And then I was just full of joy and gratefulness and just walking around like, I know a guy that's got a tractor, you know? Like, and I was like, man. And then Missy, we were just talking, I think it was before church or something. Anyway, and she said something, and I went, oh, Missy and Peter, they know. Because she said, Daniel, that tractor investment was one of the best investments we have ever made. We've been able to bless people for, did you say 10 years? Is that how long? Yeah, we've been able to bless, and then she just started naming. Like, and the only reason we stopped talking is because we ran out of time and had to do something. I forgot what we were doing, but you know what I mean? Like, so Peter and Missy, they learned that. So they took a tool that's one of those 10X tools, and they're so far in the generosity side, they probably should have like a landscaping business in charge and the whole bit. But they are blessing the socks off of people using a 10X tool like a tractor. And here's an interesting deal, right? This part was a little sad to me. I'm not huge in statistics, but I learned something. I'm just going to read this straight for what it is, and then we'll talk about it. And I apologize. I know we're kind of running a little bit over, but hey, are you guys okay? Yeah. Everybody okay? All right. You won't hurt my feelings if you got to, like, hit the buffet line. So Stacey Palmer, she's the editor of the Chronicles of Philanthropy. Barely say that. Right, so there's, who knew? There's like a magazine that's about giving money away, you know? And this isn't a Christian thing. This is just, and this is all U.S.-based. And basically what these, this magazine, what they help and their purpose, and they're, you know, they're writing articles about, hey, you've got a lot of money, how do you give it away? And if you're an organization and a nonprofit, and right, their just entire focus is around facilitating getting money away and nonprofits and connecting. So they're kind of invested in this money thing. So they ran this, and this is in the U.S., which is interesting. So if you make less than $25,000 a year, on average, in the U.S., you gave away 7.7% of your income, which, you know, like 25K, that's, you know, to me, that was like when we got over that a little bit, that's when I thought we became hamburger rich. Like, I can buy a hamburger anytime I want, right? That's a real important line, because under that, hamburger was like once a month. And during Christmas and getting ready for Christmas to give our parents whatever poor thing we had to buy them, it was like no hamburgers for like from October to December. So by January, I was really happy for that hamburger, right? Okay, so 7.7%. So 25K to 50K gave away 4.6%. Isn't that nuts? So 7.7 to 4.6, from 50K to 75K a year, gave away 3.5% of your income. From 75K to 100K a year, 3% of your income on average in America. $100,000 to $200,000 a year, 2.6% of your income you gave away. This one is interesting. So if you make over $200,000 a year and you are in the low sub-millions, right? So like 5 to 10 million, if that's your income, right? We're not talking about investments or, you know, we're not talking about wealth or anything like that. We're talking about straight income. So $200,000 to 5 to 10 million, it goes up. So the previous one was 2.6. It's 2.8. That kind of rocked me. And then she goes on to describe the problem. And the problem is, you feel like you're generous. Like when they sent out the survey to all those people, everyone in every one of those categories answered the question the exact same way. Are you generous? Yes. And then they do the follow-up questions. How much do you give away? How much do you do? You know, right? But everyone, from the poorest person to the what most would consider the wealthiest person, feels like they're generous. But the math doesn't show that. And I can tell you, the reason that me and Jen have had to lean into generosity so hard and to be, or to plan for generosity, is because, believe it or not, it's harder to do as you make more money. Because you're talking about investments, and you're talking about retirement, and then, you know, bigger stuff, and more whatever, right? Like, everyone has their thing. But it's, you know, there's a reason the Bible talks about money so much, because it really is a picture of your heart. Because, man, it is so easy, right? That 2.8% multimillionaires in income are giving away. You know, that's 2.8 of $10 million, right? Like, that's not a small amount of money, but it's also most likely they don't even feel that, right? Like, that doesn't affect them at all. It doesn't change their lifestyle. It doesn't, right? You know, I have this theory. You know why I think the poorest person in this study gave away that 7.8 or whatever it was? Because when you're poor and you want to be hamburger rich and you're hungry and you walk into the fast food place to like buy the hamburger and you've only got $10 and you know half of that $10 is what it takes to give a hamburger, and then you walk outside the restaurant and you do see that homeless person and you're like, oh man, I don't want to give you 2.67%, I want to buy you a hamburger. I think that's why it happens, is because they know what it's like not to be able to buy the hamburger. So I'm just really careful with money, and I'm intentional, and I being Jen plan, and we're looking at our kids and our future, and right, we're making good foundational financial decisions. But man, I believe the Bible. I really do. I've learned to trust Him and what it says. And like, when it comes to the money stuff, we've gone through this journey, but to me, those verses aren't suggestions. Like, I think God really cares about it. That the first fruits concept and like all that stuff, and debt not being a good thing, right? I struggle in business a little bit because most businesses have a debt strategy, and it has to do with not paying taxes, and you know, the way the government takes money away from businesses is cash, and I kind of hate the system, but that's what it is. It's hard to translate, right? Like, I hate that business has this other set of rules to play against, but man, I can tell you in the parts of my lives that I can control, which is our own income, man, we run it kind of like the Bible says. The Bible is super clear on a lot of this stuff, and I don't want to end today just thinking about money. Just as important to me is me and Jen, we've designed our lives with our time, with our family, with what events we participate with, sports, art, music. Like, we pretty much guard, if we're going to give up a night for something, we talk about it, we discuss it. Like, to me, our time, what has attention, like, all of that stuff falls into generosity planning, and not under the handle of giving. Because giving doesn't take much effort, right? It just kind of happens. You have it, you give it away. I mean, and that's good. But man, if you can learn to trust God and experience His goodness in life in the generosity category, it's awesome. You can't buy peace, guys. I mean, you just can't. You can't buy, man, I was just thinking about our house getting ready for today, and I was just like, oh my goodness, God. It was all worth it. Every bit of it was worth it for our house and the effort and the craziness and the feelings and feeling stretched, and because we've had several lost family members come to family events at our house. I don't know if they would have came if we didn't have that house. Like, us getting to pour into those family members that need to know who Jesus is was worth it, because they got to experience peace and love and joy for those 2 hours. God, it was worth it. I have no idea, Peter and Missy, what that tractor cost and the investment and learning and the skill of everything, but I promise you, because I could see it all over their faces, when they were talking about the tractor, they weren't thinking about the hole they dug. They were thinking about every single one of those families that they got to touch with a piece of equipment. So here's my challenge for you guys. I was talking a lot about the money side of the equation, but man, what God gave you, if you plan for it to be generous, you'll be blown away what happens. Whatever you got. If you got 10 bucks, use the 10 bucks. If you have a skill, use the skill. If you can sweep, sweep. If you can give advice, give advice. And those of you that are generous, and there's a lot in this room that already are on this side, a lot, here's my challenge to you. Even a challenge to my dad a little bit. You got to talk about it. These generations underneath you, we don't know. We don't know what it was like. We don't know percentages. We didn't know, right? We don't know. It's okay to talk about, because there are people in this room that have questions that want to know. And if you have questions, I kind of already preset this up with some people in the church. Like, if the money side of this is a struggle, there are people right here today that have wisdom to share. How do you make more income? How much do you give away? What does that look like? How do you trust God, right? Like, the details matter in all this stuff. But, man, get my attention after church. I'm sorry I'm running over, but get my attention after church. And if, like, you just have, like, man, I want to talk to somebody about money. There are people here that would love to talk to you about money. If you have a gift, you don't know how it's being used right now, there are people here that would love to talk to you about how you can use that gift, that talent, that time. I promise you, every time we as a family has leaned into generosity, I am honestly brought to tears being grateful when I start thinking about it, because God blesses us in ways I never even knew. And families get touched and things happen. And when I have my friends that I talk to that don't know the Lord, and you talk to them, and they're full of worry. They're full of fear. They're one flat tire away from their entire month being ruined. You know, like, it's just hard. Bills, insurance, medical. Don't get me wrong, guys, this inflation is crazy, right? I get it. But every time that we've ever had a need, I can honestly say somehow, and I don't know how, our stuff lasts longer, money comes from somewhere, I have the opportunity to make more money. I don't know, but over the last 20 years, leaning into generosity, our needs have been met every single time. And it's an amazing way to live. Because I remember what it felt like to be scared all the time. Like, when bills, like, only came through, like, mail, like, getting the mail was tough. You know, it's like, ooh, that looks official. That looks like something there. Like, that part was hard. How are we going to do this? So, y'all that are generous already, which I know many of you are, be willing to talk about it. That's not bragging. That's learning that needs to happen, because we don't know. Those of you that are on the giving side of the equation, that's where I started. I just started trusting God with what I had, and every time I started trusting Him and I started doing that intentionally, that started my journey towards generosity. Like, wherever you are, that's a good place to start. Can we stand up real quick? Man, the worship team, what God did this morning, I'm so grateful for. I'm just going to pray, and we're just going to be released. And I know talking about money in church could be heavy, or, you know, I even kind of laughed. I was like, oh, yeah, great. I got to be the one to talk about money. But the part about money that I love is it's a perfect window into what's in your heart. One of the first times I knew, I was like, oh, maybe this parenting thing will be okay, was when Camille, and I'll never forget it, right? Because, you know, kids eventually, you know, getting money, but there's a point to where they understand that that green stuff turns into stuff they want, right? Like, I don't know what age it happened. I think for girls it's sooner, just saying. But Camille couldn't even think of something to buy that first time that she had money and understood what it was without giving it to God. And I'm like, oh, maybe, just maybe, this parenting thing's going to turn out okay. Because what that was, being a dad, is it's like God threw open a window to her heart, and I got to see right into it. And I think that's why the subject of money I kind of like, because I think that's one of the easy ways to really tell where you're at with God and what's in your heart, baby. It don't lie. Yeah. Okay. Let's pray. God, I just thank you for your wisdom that you gave us, God. There is no way we would have figured this out without you. God, I thank you for your blessings that you've given us, the body, us individuals, the trust that you've given us, the money, the resources, the talents, God. Ah, and the cool part is it's already yours. And you trusted us with what's yours, God. I'm just amazed at that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do this coming year, God. Amen. Amen. You guys are released. Thank you.